Music stars we'll never forget in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Chris Hughes's series continues with a legendary inductee of Irish ancestry, number 6, Dusty Springfield, for Ireland's Own. Captivating millions with soulful vocals, blonde beehive hairdo, and copious mascara, Dusty Springfield became the quintessential 60s pop diva. Her role as an icon of the decade and as a major player in the British invasion of the USA won her entry into the Hall of Fame in 1999. The stylish image, confident exterior, and raw talent that earned her that recognition belied, though, an introverted and troubled soul. Dusty came into the world in 1939 as Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien in West Hampstead, London. One of two children, her father was of Irish Scots descent, and her mother's family hailed from Tralee, County Kerry. Her maternal grandfather, Maurice Patrick Ryle, was an eminent journalist who edited the Evening Herald and Irish Independent. She and her brother Dionysius enjoyed singing together as children, making tape recordings of themselves. When she left school, the two began performing in folk clubs and holiday camps. In 1958, she joined the Lana Sisters, an unrelated group of three, touring with them throughout the UK, the USA and Europe. After leaving the act in 1960, she formed the Springfields, a folk trio with Dionysius, who became known as Tom Springfield and Tim Field. They had top five hits with Island of Dreams and Say I Won't Be There. Silver Threads and Golden Needles, recorded by them in 1962, went to number 20 on the US chart. Going solo in 1963, she scored immediately with the exuberant I Only Want to Be With You. It made the top 10 in the UK and the top 20 in America. Her debut album, A Girl Called Dusty, released in 1964, peaked at number 6 on the UK album chart. A series of million-selling singles followed, including Stay a While, I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself, and You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. Son of a Preacher Man, a favourite with many of her fans, reached the top 10 in the US and UK. Dusty, her BBC TV show broadcast in that period, enjoyed huge ratings. Despite her prominence, she was, however, rarely found on the party scene or at high-profile social events, being plagued by inherent shyness and insecurity about her appearance. A decline in her popularity in the 70s ultimately led to her decision in 1974 to step back from show business. It was an unhappy time for the star, then living in America, whose personal and professional demons intensified, causing her to turn to drugs and alcohol. In 1978, she resumed work, producing albums which were well received by the critics, but made little impact on the charts. A resurgence in her career came about in 1987, along with her gradual return to sobriety when she collaborated with the Pet Shop Boys. Their single, What Have I Done to Deserve This, climbed to number 2 on the US and UK charts. She achieved further success with two other songs produced by them, Nothing Has Been Proved and In Private. Dusty's profile was enhanced in 1994 when Son of a Preacher Man was included in the hit movie Pulp Fiction, garnering her a new generation of admirers. Whilst working on the album A Very Fine Love in the same year, she was diagnosed with breast cancer, which went into remission after months of chemotherapy. It returned in 1996, initiating a period of intense treatment which failed to prevent her death in 1999 at the age of 59. She passed away only 11 days before she was due to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Throughout her often turbulent life, a factor which went to the core of her identity remained vital to her. As she put it, Irishness is a state of mind rather than a geographic thing. I'm not English. My name is O'Brien, and I'm glad it is. I've got nothing against the English, and I'm glad I was born here. But I'm glad my mother came from Kerry, and I'm glad my name is Mary Isabel Catherine Bernadette O'Brien. In her last ever interview, she said she would be happy if life took her back to Ireland somehow. That was apparent from a dying wish made to her brother that he fulfilled when he scattered a portion of her ashes over the cliffs of Moher in County Clare. The struggle between the private Mary and the public Dusty was finally laid to rest at the place she regarded as her favourite in the world.